Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
11:36 here on RSN Central. It is the Country Racing Show. Maggie Payne, hello to you. Welcome back.
Yeah, great to be back.
And hello to you, Liz Whelan.
Hello to you, Gareth Hall.
Now, our conversation starter is your favourite sporting venue to watch sport. Now, we've got a couple of nominations here, and I thought I'd read them out and save these nominations for the Country Racing Show. The first one is the Dunkeld Races. Outstanding. That's from Horry.
Yeah, you can't beat the Dunkeld Races or the Country Races. There's a few little tracks amongst the Victorian tracks that are just amazing to watch it from. I think Cassidon's up there for me.
Yep. Some beautiful backdrops.
Kyneton's very beautiful. And you know, you can see the whole track. You know, some of these tracks you like at Buchan, maybe on the weekend, you couldn't see the horses for about the for three furlongs. But
happens at a few of the tracks.
Yeah, it does. So you would have bring binoculars. But, yeah, no, Dunkeld's very much up there.
It was funny, actually, listening to the calls, and the broadcaster did a wonderful job the way that he describes and at the head of the others. And they're about 300-400 metres out of my viewing area, but I think that adds to the picnic races, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, and I quite often ask the jockeys what actually goes on behind there. I'm sure there's a bit of yelling, but no, he does a good job there, Bill Quinn, and all the picnic callers. So it was a great day at Buchan.
If you knock someone over, you can't really get in trouble, can you? Hey, we'll talk about Buchan. Obviously, you were there on that Saturday, and we've talked about it a lot. Brian Martin will do a special too for his show on Sunday morning. Looking forward to that. But we went up there last week on the Friday morning to broadcast the show. And when you listen to those people that are involved in that community, and not necessarily just the racing club, but they are, it's an inspiring story to see what they were able to achieve on that day.
Yeah, it is. And I reckon the radio that you guys did on the Friday morning was some of the best radio I've heard. So it was amazing to see how strong these characters are. Yeah. And they just, even at the race day, you know, I spoke to so many people who had lost cattle, who had lost sheds, everything. And they just said, this is the best thing to happen to us, you know. Nothing really worries them. So it was amazing. And it was great to be there and be a part of it.
It was resilience at its best. And we had Paddy Steinford on the show to kick it all off. And he is the leadership and the mental development officer, basically, for the Philadelphia 76ers. And I asked him the question, when you wake up in the morning with a positive attitude, and what exercises can you do to be a better person, basically, or to improve your life? And he said that you write down three things that you're grateful for. And when you listen to those people at Buchan and talk to them, what they're grateful for is their community. They're grateful for being alive, and they're grateful for having each other. And I think that spirit and that mindset helped them do what they were able to achieve there on that Saturday.
Oh, 100%. And it's not just through fires. You know, I grew up on a property my whole life. You know, didn't know anything other than drought. So, and my parents never said why us or everyone around the region. It's amazing. Australians in general, I think, are just so resilient, like you said.
And it's not just, it's the race clubs, your local football club that help you get through those tough times.
And it's those tough times when everyone comes together. I mean, often people say, you know, there's infighting, but it's the hard times where everyone bands together. It's the fraternity, it's one big family and racing in the community. And it was terrific that everyone was able to be there on Buchan Cup Day.
And what I love too is the industry participants, especially the picnic people that go around and provide the entertainment for those communities. And they don't complain once. The track's okay. We'll race on this track and we'll bring our horses and we'll have fun. And actually, when they do taste success, what it actually means to them. And we saw Caitlin, her performance in the cup and the emotion on her face after it is what racing's all about.
Yeah, I don't think Caitlin had ever come back to the winner's stall with that many people in the mounting yard. It was shoulder to shoulder, but they're amazing and they do it every week. They'll be doubling up this weekend with a double header. So that's their sport. They love it. And the people who go love it. So it's great to see a big resurgence in picnic racing and country racing across the board.
Well done to Country Racing Victoria too for getting right behind. I know you girls went to Buchan a few times and all that. And the club couldn't have done it without the support of organisations like Country Racing Victoria. So hats off to you guys. And I'm not just saying this because it's a country racing show. The Gold Cup on the Sunday, guess what I could only think about on the Sunday?
What was that?
The piano bar. I was thinking, who was singing what, and did you get up and sing?
I'm devastated because I didn't make it.
Oh, no.
There are a combination of factors, but the major factor was the Sunday train timetable, which I badly misjudged and wasn't on a 6 a.m. train to Colac on Sunday, and the next one would have got me there at 4 o'clock. Look, Marie Gannon, the club manager, she said she was a little bit disappointed that the crowd was down, but it sounds like the piano bar was a hit. Club did everything they could, and great $70,000 race as well. Royal Performance took it out for Linda Meach and Lindsay Smith. He's only 4 years old. He's already winning a Country Cup. Really good performance. Iback Street Chic, that's still hurting a little bit.
I love these Camelot progeny. I really wish there was more in Australia, but it's lightly race, as you said, Liz, but strong three-year-old season behind Ocean X, Nick Price, who went on to win group race last year. So really like its performance down in the weights maybe, but I reckon we'll see him in the city. Lindsay Smith just keeps winning these Country Cups, and so does Linda Meach, but it was a great addition of the Colac Cup, that's for sure.
Lindsay Smith is a wonderful character. He's one of my favourite people to interview in any sport, but he's training a lot more winners. Say, obviously, he's changed his bases. It's more like his purse stable's a satellite stable than the Warrnambool base. But Matty Raymond, who plays an important part to that structure and that setup over there at Warrnambool, should be joining us in the second half of the Country Racing Show today. So really looking forward to that after she trained her first winner there at Donald with Lil Angel. Bendigo last Saturday, one of their biggest days, the Bendigo Ford Morong Cup Day. Yeah, and it was a good day.
It was a good day. It's a big community day for the Morong community who used to race, but now they race their cup at Bendigo. But it was a real upset in the cup. It was taken out $44 shot, Mr. 111, trained by champion jumps trainer Eric Musgrove and ridden by Georgie Cartwright, who's on fire at the moment, Georgie. So anything she's sitting on seems hard to beat. And Eric Musgrove, I think that might have taken him by a bit of shock, Mr. 111, because he'll be running May Carnival. Yep. I think he might even step up to the steeplechases but come second in the Gallywood Hurdle last year. And who knows what's next for him. Maybe he's found a career in flat races. He might have to aim for the Jericho Cup. Yeah. Melbourne Cup.
Bill, the voice of jumps racing, Rick McIntosh, tweeted out the other day that was 50-odd nominations for the jumps trials there at Cranbourne, which put a smile on his face. So that means it might be one hell of a jump season. Once again, looking forward to that. Okay, girls, this is the Country Racing Show, as you well know. That's why you're here, Lizzie Will and Maggie Payne. You're with Gareth Hall as well. We need to take a quick break. And on the other side of it, we'll be spitting a yarn with a wonderful, talented young trainer, and Maddie Raymond, of course, based at Warrnambool, but she has a story to tell, so looking forward to that. So Maddie Raymond, our special guest for Spinning a Yarn on the Country Racing Show, and that is coming up next.
The people at the grassroots of racing. We're Spinning a Yarn on the Country Racing Show.
Welcome back to the Country Racing Show. You are with Gareth Hall, Maggie Payne and Liz Whelan on this Thursday morning. And we have a special guest to, of course, spin a yarn with us today. She is a young gun of a trainer. She's got big raps on her. There's no doubt about that. And I've got no doubt she'll live up to those raps. And she joins us now. Maddie Raymond, good morning to you, Maddie.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, thank you. Congratulations. You trained your first ever winner, in your own name anyway, there on during last week at Donald Lil Angel. How about that?
Yeah, it was a big thrill to get one on the board. I considered retirement on a 50% strike rate, but I think I'll continue on for a little bit.
Yeah, you mentioned that, Maddie. It's only your second runner that you've saddled up in your own name, as Gareth mentioned. But what's next for her? You reckon just go through her grades and see where she goes?
At this stage I might take her to Colac at the start of March there. Just try and win a couple more races with her. She's got a really, really good breeding page, so I think she'll make a good mare down the track if we can get a couple of races on her side.
And you're not very old, Maddie, but in your short career, a bit of background on you, you spent a bit of time at Darren Weir's and now with Lindsay Smith, his foreman out at Warrnambool. So strapping a Melbourne Cup winner, that must be a highlight of your career, Prince of Penzance, and he plays a special part in your heart, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. That was definitely one of the highlights of my career in the industry, and I was lucky enough to be able to work with some unreal horses over the years through Lindsay and Darren. I've learnt a lot off both of them. They're both very good at what they do. And I hopefully one day make a bit of a dint in the industry and have a few more winners.
Maddie, look, as Maggie mentioned just then, you are quite young. Have you always been involved in the racing game, or if not, how did you get into it?
Yeah, I've always had horses. I've always been a little girl that wanted a pony when I was younger, and as soon as I was old enough, I just started working in the local stables here at Matthew Williams, and I've been involved in the industry ever since, so I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
And you've had a great affinity with a lot of horses over the years, but one I think probably takes a fancy as well is the old Marvel Blackheart Bart. He's had a bit of resurgence of late, winning the Underwood last year, but how's he going to go this weekend?
Look, he's just one of the toughest horses I've ever worked with. He was definitely him winning the Underwood through the spring there was definitely a highlight as well for me. For him to be able to come back and do that was exceptional. He's in really good order. He's only arrived down in Lindsay Stables about 10 days ago. He did a prep over in Perth, pre-training over there. Lindsay got him ready and he came over in terrific order. So it'll be really good to see him back at the races again on Saturday.
Maddie, Lindsay Smith's an interesting character, a wonderful trainer, and many say he's nearly the greatest trainer to come out of WA. He thinks differently to most. Like, I think, for instance, horses like a Tom Melbourne, I think it's Humidor, and there's another one, Trap for Fools, are working off the back of a sulky at the moment in pre-training in Perth in the heavy sand. What's he like to work for, basically, Lindsay?
I think the best thing about Lindsay is he puts a lot of thought into things. Nothing gets past him. He's got an unreal eye for a horse. His big thing is getting him right. You don't send him to the races if they're right. He's as I said, he's able to pick up on little issues. It's been amazing to see him and learn from him to be able to do that. Nothing kind of gets past him. He knows what's wrong, and you fix the problem. And then when they're right, you send him to the races. And I think that's part of what makes him a really good trainer.
What is the difference, say, looking after those horses in Warrnambool for Darren and Lindsay, but now training on your own? Is there extra pressure? Is it what you expected it to be?
I'm still starting out, so I haven't figured out how it's going to all kind of play out and how I'm going to feel about it all. Obviously, at Donald there on Friday, I felt like I'd did if Lindsay won a big race at Flemington, say. But look, I'm excited for the future, and it's a big step for me, and nervous and excited at the same time. But you know, at some point in everyone's life, they've got to take a step forward, and hopefully it pays off.
Now, you're in love. You've got a partner, is that right?
Yes. So I'm lucky enough to have Paddy Bale. He's my partner. So he'll be my right-hand man. We'll do it together. He spent most of his racing career with Peter Moody, so he's a massive asset. He was a jockey in New Zealand before he came over. So if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have the confidence that we're going to be able to have a go at it.
Yeah, what a partnership that promises to be. But who would you rather marry, Paddy or Blackheart Bart?
Paddy knows the answer to that.
you can't compete with Bart.
Yeah. He's been around a bit longer, old Bart.
Hey, Maddie, it's great catching up with you. There's no doubt you're a star of the future when it comes to the training ranks, but good luck with the rest of your career, and keep on doing what you're doing, and we'll probably be talking to you a lot more here on RSN as the years go on. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
There's Maddie Raymond with Spinning a Yarn, and she's what the sport needs, like young trainers, ambitious young trainers that's done an apprenticeship with some of the best trainers, and so was Paddy Bell with Peter Moody, and then they can try and make it on their own.
Well, he spent a lot of time around Black Caviar, yeah. So I think if they unearth a few of those, they'll be right. But no, Maddie's future will look after itself with the grounding that she's had, and she's a true horsewoman, that's for sure.
Let's see what's on the road.
Here's what's coming up in the country calendar on the road ahead.
Now, where are we going this week and catching a train, but making sure we check out the timetable?
I think it's just the Sunday timetable. Yep. We've got racing at Warrnambool today. Funnily enough, I've been trying to get Will Price on the show for the last three weeks, and yesterday I said third time lucky, and he said, no, I'm off to Warrnambool tomorrow. I said, have you got any tips? Well, that was at the start of the day. He goes on to ride a treble at Stall yesterday.
Okay.
So Unfortunately, missed those tips. We've got night racing at Pakenham tonight. Friday, we have got racing at Sale. Saturday, racing at Yarra Valley. That's a really good charity day. It's their Shades of Pink Diamond race day there. Racing at Willamai as well. Sunday, we're off to Ballarat with the RACV Goldfields Resort race day. It's also St. Pat's Yay Camp Day. Lots going on there. Lots of kids' activities, fashions. Very good day out. Monday, we take a break. On Tuesday, it is Cadell Pubs and Clubs race day at Bendigo. And we'll be catching up with the Bendigo CEO very shortly.
Okay, so this looks like it's a fun day at Bendigo where all the pubs get together. Is that right, Liz?
I think it's a pretty good day there. They've got a guest speaker whose name I don't know how to pronounce, but hopefully Aaron Hoops from the club can tell us how to pronounce
it. One of the greats, Dipper. I think he's a five-day, or is that Dermot? Well, he's won a host of premierships anyway, Dipper.
Oh, this is an Australian thing, that's why.
Yeah, one of the great characters.
There, Liz.
I think Aaron Hoops joins us now, the boss of the Bendigo Turf Club or Racing Club. Good morning to you, Aaron. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. I think these pub days are good fun days. Can you just explain to our listeners what's involved with your race meeting there on the Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday's a good quiet day for the publican, so they all come to the race course on the day. We've got over 160 booked in. We've got pubs all around Bendigo, as far as Echuca and Maribyrnong as well. So it should be a great day. And as you said, Dipper's going to be the special guest there, and we have a punter's club, and it's Brady's Tavern from Strathfield Say in Maribyrnong. Highland Society shared the trophy last year, so it's a hotly contested punter's club there as well.
I think every racing club should have a publican day because you know one, or you know two things. They know how to drink and they love to punt.
Yeah, that's it. It goes hand in hand with racing, so it's a great day for the club, and that'll be our final race day as we lead into Bet365 Golden Mile Race Day at the end of March.
And Aaron, speaking of Golden Mile Race Day, you've got that exciting announcement. You've brought Kevin Sheedy on board as your ambassador for the day.
Yeah, that's right. So Sheedy's just jumped on board. He's a great lover of all things country and did a bit of ambassadorial work for Caulfield last year as well during their carnival. So Sheedy's just jumped on board and he's going to select his best 22 Bendigo footballers of all time that went on to play VFL, AFL. So that'll be eagerly anticipated for a lot of Bendigo residents here, and we're going to try and invite as many of those footballers that he select to the day as well to help celebrate them and the synergies between football and racing, especially in the country.
Well, when you start to think of Bendigo footballers, Aaron, you think the Selwoods, you claim D Martin, even though he's a Castlemaine boy, but if you get a couple of those guys to the Golden Mile, I think it'll pack the joint out. But no, it's a great initiative, and it's turned into a really great race day, hasn't it? The standalone metro meeting for the weekend. You must be excited, and the club must be very proud to run such a race meeting.
Yeah, we're trying to leverage off the success of last year. Maggie, we had an increase in attendance and wagering, so it's always the challenge to try and make these events bigger and better every year. And so we've got Sheedy on board. We're also trying to make it a bit of a celebration of country racing. And even though it's held at Bendigo, we want all other country club members and even the Metro friends as well to come down at the full reciprocal day for all country club members and the three clubs in Metropolitan as well. And AFL club members all get free admission to the day. And we've even going to put up a reciprocal marquee, which will be positioned trackside and have some finger food and cash bar there. So, we're really hoping that we can, again, boost the crowd and celebrate all the great things that the country does and provides for our industry.
And you've got a wonderful ambassador because we all know Sheeds loves that country game that he started off here a couple of years ago with Geelong taking on the Bombers in that country AFL match. And it's got me thinking now, the best 22 players to come out of Bendigo, what's the criteria? So if you're a Mildura boy and you played for the Bendigo Pioneers, does that count?
It's more the BFNL.
So
Bendigo Football Netball League, So if you've played a game in that, whether it be twos or ones, we'll count that. So you'd be eligible. And then you've just got to go on to play VFL, AFL. So it's a pretty good list. I think the squad was around 60, 65 that Sheath was working off. And some great old names in there as well. Of course, you've got Bluey Southcombe, who's a bit of a legend around Bendigo. You've got Jimmy Buckley. You've got Graham Arthur, the captain Hawthorne. So there's some other names as well as the Martins and the Selwoods and Greg Williams, of course, and Nathan Brown. So it's a really strong list, and it'll be eagerly anticipated when Sheeds announces it just before Golden Mile Race Day.
Jimmy Buckley's just texted in, "If I'm not captain, I'm not showing up." He says, I'm a moral.
Yeah, now I'd be surprised if you didn't get a Guernsey. But yeah, it's a hotly contested team, and I'm sure there'll be a few disappointed footballers that miss out on that one.
Mate, can't wait. I think that's a great concept, and I was just thinking that could be so much fun for an idea, like the top 20 Bendigo horses trained out of that region. So you might have opened up a can of worms there, Aaron, but looking forward to it, mate, especially the publican day on Tuesday, but then your big Golden Mile day later on in a car. It's about a month away now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's 5 weeks on Saturday. Saturday, the 28th of March. So the year's flying by. So, mark it in your calendars and hopefully we can get a good turnout once again.
Good on you, Aaron. Thanks for that.
Thanks for your support.
There's Aaron Herps, the boss of the Bendigo Turf Club. Now, do you have a winner for us?
Well, hopefully. So as Liz mentioned, we're racing everywhere this weekend, but I'm going to head to Yarra Valley on Saturday. Race 6, number 1, Malevolent, out of the Luke Oliver stable. Camera Willer on board. If it is nom for next week, if it does get scratched, I'm going to go to Warrnambool today early. Race 4, number 1, the Simon Wild team. You've got to follow him at his local track. Have a Star with Laura Lafferty with the claim. Race 4, number 1 at Warrnambool.
You've gone race 4, number 1. I've gone race 1, number 4 today at Warrnambool. Billy DeLone, she's a 3-year-old filly, daughter of Preselance DeLone. She is grey. Mm-hmm. I see she opened at $3.70. She was into $2. She's now into $1.90. She finished third in her trial at Geelong, and the money is on in the first.
You've got to follow these Preselance DeLones, especially these first starters. If they're starting that short, you know there's a bit of talent there.
Okay. I think I'll like one at Warrnambool today. This is just the mail that I'm getting. Billy DeLone. In race number 1, into Silcian, which is into 220 now in race number 2. So race 2, number 9, race 1, number 4. And our big tip today from Mark Hunter and our tipster there called the Bunsen, who's the king of Western Victoria, they like, I think it's race 5, Romea, for Archie Alexander and Declan Bates at 3.4. Hey guys, it's been a lot of fun. Job well done. Maggie, how was your shoulder, by the way? I've had a few text messages come through and they tell me you might have been quiet on the Saturday, but geez, you delivered the goods there with some drinking games on the Saturday night. You might have popped the shoulder out.
No, that must have been the exercise that I did the Sunday morning feeling really fresh. But that was my birthday during the week.
Oh, happy birthday.
I let loose, you know.
Happy birthday, Maggie. Thank you, Liz.
Oh, cool. There we go. Thanks, Mike. That was
21.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, happy birthday.
No, not 21. But that was great. Thanks.
There you go. Liz Whelan and Maggie Payne. And that is it for the Country Racing Show on this Thursday, the 20th of December. Time for a quick break.